Well, this is a morning edition of the Afternoon Constitutional. It's Easter Sunday, and decided to take advantage of the beautiful weather and the fact that everybody's still asleep to go out for a bit of a walk. I haven't been doing this as often as usual this past week because my daughter's been on spring break. The last time I did this, I talked about the school budget hearing where my wife stood up and pled a case for the for not reverting to half-day kindergarten and eliminating literacy teachers from kindergarten. I found out a little bit more since. Unfortunately, they decided to go with half-day kindergarten, and in fact, not only that, but apparently the hearing went on until about 4 o'clock in the morning, and apparently board members each proposed line items to be reinstated, that were proposed to be cut, and then they took votes, and apparently nobody on the board proposed the restoration of full day kindergarten. Somewhat surprised and quite angry about that. And now we're wondering what to do. We're in a bit of a double nothing situation as far as voting for the school budget is concerned. If the school budget is voted down by the township, it comes up for vote later in the month, I believe. And traditionally, our township doesn't vote for the school budget, always votes it down. And then it goes to the town council and they kind of work on it. So if it gets voted down, the situation could be even worse, because at the moment the proposed revised budget includes some cuts and some tax increases, and so they could end up cutting it even more. So do you vote for what we've got, which doesn't include what we wanted, which was the full day kindergarten, or do you vote it down in the hope that somebody will see sense and restore the full day kindergarten? It's interesting to note that there was nothing in the way of layers of administration proposed to be cut. I believe there's like four vice principals in every school, and I'm sure they have a lot of admin stuff that's required of them these days by the state and what have you. But it just seems crazy when the cut, the teachers who are the ones that directly influence their kids. So that's where we are. What to do?